Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have climbed in again today. We are with Laura Kennard. She is Drake University. She specializes in entrepreneurship there. Also, DMBizMixer.com, DMAC, and associated other educational opportunities out there.
Yes, I think the easiest way is that I do education and training in entrepreneurship and digital media, and basically.
And you have another company.
And I
it's
do.
Called Curated
I
Growth.
I have a company, Curated Growth, that is new, and we are incubating a few. We have a few businesses that we're already incubating. It's kind of a charity event at this moment.
Of course.
But we're just getting our programming set, and so,
a true entrepreneur. It's kind of a charity event.
It's kind of a charity event right now.
Totally understand.
But yeah, some exciting things coming down the pipeline there at the Southridge location, which is has nothing to necessarily to do with our programming, but it's more just bringing some of those things to that location to benefit the people in that area and also to reimagine the mall space there. So,
all right. That is Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, and you would know her
well. Of course,
we've
been talking about business events and training along the lines of marketing for a long time now. So it just kind of fits in that whole wheelhouse. And so all the stuff that we have on the calendar, we put up on dmbizmixer.com, and you can also contribute ideas by just hashtagging DMBiz events at any of the platforms on social media that'll take a hashtag.
There you go. So if you're on Twitter, you can just hashtag DMBiz events, and Laura will get that and include your event.
Yeah. Or Instagram, or
Wherever. Yeah. Wherever it is. Yeah.
Wherever.
All right,
wherever
this is
hashtags
what we're doing.
Go.
So this is a podcast that's worldwide, but at the same time, on Mondays, we tend to take a look very locally in the greater Des Moines metro about business opportunities and networking events that are going on in our specific area. So what do you got for us this week?
Well, first
Laura?
Of all, pause, because you're talking about it being worldwide.
Yeah.
And I know the focus originally of Insight on Business the News Hour is very local.
It was very local.
And we had the local radio station that we used to go to.
Yep.
And then, as it turns out, it was always recorded on a podcast as well.
Yes, all of our guests were included in a podcast. That's correct.
And then what you found is that podcasts are like getting huge.
There's a bigger audience than the radio station.
Much bigger audience than the radio.
Yeah.
And that allowed you actually then to just go on the podcast side of things. And then some of the radio stations actually started picking up the programming afterwards, which was interesting. But now, have you had to shift your focus in what you're covering?
Yes.
So explain that a little bit, because I don't know if I know that whole.
Great question. So on each day, what I do is I focus on some of the stories that may or may not be hitting people's radar when it comes to business. And then that's everything from, for example, last week we were talking about things that are going on at JCPenney. You know, JCPenney stock is right now trading below a dollar, and they're very close to being delisted from the New York Stock Exchange.
Wow.
Yeah, and they've got $5 billion in debt coming due pretty soon. They don't report their quarterly earnings. And so I spend a lot of time talking about national business news that's out there. And every once in a while, we'll throw in some regional business news. But as far as really pinpointing things that go on in the greater Des Moines metro, not all the time. However, I do a segment every once in a while called a small business spotlight. And I'll take businesses that are in Iowa or the Midwest, and we'll spend 15 minutes talking about their business. So one of the cool things is, because it is Iowa and it is a national and international now, interestingly enough, the number two nation that listens to this every day.
Okay.
The numbers say Germany.
Germany.
It's just fascinating. What? I don't know. But thank you, Germany. We appreciate it.
Shout out to Germany.
Shout out. And so anyway, That's what the focus is always about business. You know, we'll talk a little bit about the markets. We'll talk about big companies. We'll talk about small companies, some social media things that are going on out there, how people relate to each other. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's just and I try to stay out of politics, but because this podcast, this broadcast emanates from the political center of the universe right now, which is Iowa. I've
hard to not have it encroach on the business discussion.
You're right. And I have interviewed, I think, 15 of the 25 candidates.
Oh, wow.
So far. Yeah. And so that's always interesting. But I don't ask the political questions. I want to know the business side of what their
really
platform is.
So really a focus on business news that maybe doesn't hit people's radar.
Right.
And that can impact local and regional folks.
Everything impacts everything. And that's one of the things I think that's really interesting about business. You know, people like to talk about the sexy things like politics and religion and sex. And I stick to business because I think that that is the great opportunity line for people of all faiths, all colors, all backgrounds, all economics, you know, to lift up opportunity for individuals all over.
That's so interesting that you say that, because one of the things during all of this sort of like divisive environment, very dichotomous, people that seem so far apart, all this sort of arguing. I'm not looking forward, actually, to the big political season coming up, because the last one just about did me in. But here we go again. But I spend a lot of time in the entrepreneur community. So I'll go to 1 Million Cups. I'll go to different education things related to business, opportunity, meeting people, networking.
Sure.
And I always like to say that it's one of the few places where, honestly, it's just positive. Like, I just feel it's so people, you know, there really isn't any, it's very politically agnostic. It's very positive in terms of, you know, you don't go there with any sort of filter and, or anything. It's just, hey, you know, what are the ideas? What's the creativity?
It tends to be, you're right. It's outside the political world, but it's also very dependent on what the hell's going on in the political world.
Yeah. So you understanding know, the climate.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what I like to focus on is big businesses, you know, business, taxation and Wall Street and those kinds of things, but also drill down to what is an equal opportunity for people who may not be in that strata.
Yeah.
Who if they are given the economic opportunity to succeed, they will propel themselves and end the cycle of poverty.
Yes.
So I there's a little bit of an altruistic motive here.
Yeah. And it reminds me of that whole think global, act local.
There you go. Hey, there. Yeah. I like it.
All right, very good.
What do you got?
So we are a little bit of a light week. I don't know if that's just because school's coming up, summer's winding down. I feel like we have a few more things coming up next week. But for the end of July here, we just have some of our typical things going on. 1 Million Cups is at its normal
Wednesday
time
morning.
And place on Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. for networking, 8:30 for programming, and 9 o'clock for Q&A. But you mentioned also that there's a special group that we on Wednesday that we have been involved in over the years, and it now is kind of a reunion.
It is a reunion.
But you know what? We'll throw the invite out to
anyone
out there, even if you didn't go before. But it's Central Iowa Bloggers, which we used to cover quite a bit on the show in terms of focusing in on those blogger folks, and it was quite a big group for a while. Some people that were just thinking about getting into a blog, some people that were regular bloggers, but it really became just also roped in social media and all sorts of other discussions, which we enjoyed having together. And for a while there was even two locations downtown and at two different Paneras.
One downtown and one in Clive.
In Clive, yeah.
On University Avenue. And so what we're doing is, and Troy Rutter, I have to do the shout out to Troy Rutter and my friend Justin.
Brady.
Justin Brady. Every once in a while I get a short circuit. But, yeah, they said, you know, wouldn't it be great to put CIB back? And it's hashtag, by the way, CIB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do this and have kind of a reunion. So I said, hey, why not Wednesday the 31st at 5:30 at 515 Brewing in Clive on University Avenue? And Cinnamon Rost, whose husband is part of 515 Brewery, she was in on the thing. She said, oh, that'd be a great thing. So we're going to set aside a table. If you are into social media, blogging, vlogging,
podcasting,
come on over.
Yeah.
And 5:30 on Wednesday the 31st, 515 Brewing, and we'll have links to all this up on the podcast page. But, yeah, it should be
a
lot of
fun. Just have a fun discussion.
Yeah.
It's a great group of really knowledgeable and diverse people, like working in all sorts of business, but a lot of digital realms.
And so. I think we'll probably leave politics alone.
Leave politics out of it?
I think. I don't know.
Well, it's actually people in that group are from all sides. Yes
very
sure.
much so. Very much so.
Yes. And we managed to get along.
Yeah, because we're talking about business and we're talking about the world of social media and podcasting and vlogging and
at the end of the day, we all want the same things, I think.
I think the end of the day, what we want to do is make a living.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. Let's set it all aside. We'd just like to have abundance and make a living and have a happy life.
So that is Wednesday, the 31st.
Wednesday, come on out.
If you're listening to this, but of course, if you're in Germany, you can't probably.
Oh, yeah, you can't. You could, though. If you want to fly in, let us know.
All right.
It's like a last-minute flight. Or if you happen to be in the neighborhood from Germany, then.
Yeah, Greg Hauptstein is coming, I think. Claire Selsey said that she would come. So this is a lot of the old CIB folks.
Wow, this is kind of heating up to be a big group. Awesome. Well, so we've got, we've got a couple of things there. And we, just to kind of also recap, if you hadn't had a chance and put it on your radar for this first Friday coming up, because this is the first Friday
of
August, Gravitate always does first Friday downtown, which is an opportunity for you to co-work for free and check out what co-working is all about. And last week was
the big
ribbon cutting, and they actually expanded their space by 3 times.
Yeah, Jeff Wood has done a wonderful job with Gravitate, both in West Des Moines and now downtown. And, they had the big ribbon cutting last week, and there were dignitaries there. It was quite the deal. And
he was the first person to really, you know, bring that. And I was thinking about this, and I feel bad if he listens. I didn't get to go, I had the Mandela Washington Fellows here. They were all getting ready to leave. That last week before they leave is always just crazy. So anyway, it just ended up being a conflict. But I've been definitely following the progress of that project, and I hope to get in there and check it out. Maybe this Friday will be the perfect time, since it is open for anyone to come in and check it out. And now it's completely open, new capacity. But he was the first person to, like, sort of introduce this concept of co-working, really, in this sense that you'll see it in bigger cities. You know, we've got WeWork and all that. Now, Regis and some of those other places. What? Oh, he's going to argue. You're going to argue,
I'm going to argue on that.
What was there
Dan
before?
Shipton.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Let's not forget Dan.
Shipton.
That first.
Yeah, he had a place. I can't remember the name of it now. But it was a co-working space just off of Martin Luther King Boulevard downtown in a warehouse.
Yes.
And so Dan, and this goes back, this is 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
I actually met with Dan when I first was going over to the mall just to get his insight, because I did remember that. I can't remember what it was called now. Sorry, Dan. That is, oops.
I think he was one of the first pioneers.
He was one of here in Des Moines.
In Des Moines, right.
Yes.
And brought that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, it's in several other places. Mm-hmm. But it's just a cool idea. Mm-hmm. But to Jeff Wood's credit, he has taken this idea and this project really to the next level.
Yeah, to the next level. And I think what you'll see in this space that is now is really will rival some of what you see in larger cities. And And you know, and the importance of this, if you look at Des Moines on the growth trajectory that it's on, if we want more technology, if we want to be seen as a hub, if we want people coming here remote working with tech teams, if people want to be serious about building a modern workforce and entrepreneurial ecosystem, the co-working space is such an important part of that. And so if you just didn't have that, we wouldn't really be sort of rising to the opportunities that we have as a city growing the way that we are.
Yeah, one of the we had a news story on this, I think it was 2 weeks ago, about how many employees of already successful companies are opting to go to a co-working space rather than be with their fellow employees.
Or work from home. So we got all that going on.
So you got that going on. And they'll spend like $400 a month to do co-working in some of the cities because they really can't stand the people that they work with.
They can't stand that? Okay. So all the people at co-working spaces are just antisocial, don't like their... No. No. But it does give you an option so that if the workplace environment... If you love the work and maybe you love the company, but maybe the culture isn't quite a good
fit
for you.
Or the other thing that they said is not only of their fellow employees, but one of the other things was the accoutrements, the things that were available, better lighting, better power, better, you know, better...
Just a friendlier, maybe just a friendlier atmosphere. And people that don't, they maybe are doing their own thing, so you get to be around people, but they're not intricately involved in what you're doing, so they can kind of leave you alone to do your own thing.
So this is an open opportunity for those of you who are interested in Gravitate, because it is the first Friday, and it's
this Friday coming up. And so we also have our first Fridays out at Iowa Center, where it features a female owner. So all sorts of great First Friday things going on.
All right.
So then that kind of just leads us to next week. A couple of things on the radar: Tech Brew AM. Get that on your calendar. That's always fun. It's at West End Architectural Salvage, so you can head from basically from 1 Million Cups, and it's
on Wednesday. So next Wednesday.
Or no, you know what? 8/9. What is 8/9?
Oh, that's
my
2 weeks.
Yeah, my apologies, folks. I was trying to do a little look ahead, and I didn't write the didn't associate the day with it.
So it's going
to
be,
Yeah, so it's 8/9, whatever day that falls on. Just look ahead, because Technology Association does this once a month at West End Architectural Salvage. And it's an opportunity, if you work in the technology space, or maybe you're trying to meet somebody that's a programmer or works in a technology capacity.
It's going to be Friday.
Friday. Oh, yes, that's right. You know where I was mixing that up is that we always have the Friends of Small Business that meets at West End Architectural Salvage right after Million Cups every week. But it's just once a month for Tech Brew AM, and that's also at West End Architectural Salvage on August 9th. So on a Friday. Yes, yes.
Right.
So
anything
anyway.
Else?
And then also on... 8/14, so also again kind of looking ahead, there's going to be a blockchain discussion. It's actually going to be at Gravitate. They're going to hold it. So Technology Association getting involved in that conversation that's starting to happen more and more about blockchain, and that's the first time I've actually seen Technology Association of Iowa start to, you know, really kind of bring that to the forefront. There's a lot of little groups, but not so much the Technology Association getting involved. So it would be good if you want to learn about that. And then, of course, the other thing that we were talking about is just way more towards the end, August 22nd, Social Media Club will be having the Hashi Awards at
Jasper
Winery.
And time to get your tickets now.
Time to get your tickets now. That's why I want to put some of this stuff on your radar ahead of time. So,
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she is from Drake University, DMAC, and a whole host of other places, even her own business called Curated Growth, with us each and every Monday to talk about local and regional and stuff to do when it comes to business networking in the greater Des Moines metro. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
As always, we are at our favorite spot. It is Grounds for Celebration in the beautiful village of Windsor Heights. time for us to get out of here. That concludes another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for joining us. And for those of you in Germany, we certainly do appreciate you listening. It's always a pleasure. You know, and it's not very different, Laura. When you stop and you think about this, the most advanced nation in Europe with regard to business and industry
is Germany.
So it kind of maybe makes sense.
Yeah, maybe, you know? It does.
I want to find out what's going on over here. All right. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby, who did get back from Rackbry safely. Thank you very much. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.